hard to get lost in the crowd at the Boston Marathon. The race attracts nearly 20,000 runners and a half million spectators every year. But on April 15, 2013, Troy Frazier found his way to the front of the start line, wrestling with a combination of nerves, excitement, and determination.
And I mean, my foot was on the starting line, and I mean, I was standing, you know, 5 feet from the guy with the gun, and nobody in front of me, and it was just like, wow, this is awesome.
The 46-year-old Broad Ripple resident admits the adrenaline made him start faster than he should have, but eventually, Frazier found his rhythm.
I was so caught up in the moment and so full of excitement, going through Wellesley College with all the girls there. They've got all kinds of signs and are cheering and it's screaming, and then you go through Boston College, and they've got, you know, all the guys are with their bands out front and hollering and hooting at you. It's awesome.
And then about 3 hours and 20 minutes after he started, Frazier got a glimpse of the finish line.
When you turn the corner and come down Boylston Street, I mean, you feel like a world-class athlete. I mean, you just, the streets are filled, people ringing bells, people announcing over the PA, and you're running across that finish line. There's people there just to embrace you and give you, you know, all kinds of, you know, assistance if you need it. It was fantastic.
Troy Frazier completed his first Boston Marathon. After collecting his thoughts and breath, he walked about a block and a half from the finish line to change clothes and recap the accomplishment with friends and other runners. And then...
I was walking to go get something to eat, so I was still on the street, and when it went off, I turned to a lady who was actually on her cell phone. She's eating outside, and I said, "Was that a bomb?" And she said that her husband was on the other phone. He's at the finish, and there was an explosion. So at that point, kind of knew there was something going on at the finish.
Hey, there's got to be people hurt up there.
A second bomb went off about 12 seconds later. Three people were killed and hundreds were injured. One of those hurt was the husband of one of Frazier's friends. It's a moment he can't forget. Even a month after returning home, Frazier, who was a sales rep, was standing on the street with a customer when he was reminded of the sights and sounds of the terror in Boston.
There was a big boom across the street somewhere, you know, a dump truck or something, and I jumped, and this person knew that I had rain. He grabbed me. He's like, "Hey, it's okay, it's okay." You know, so again, those just kind of just time getting through some of those different things took a while.
It's taken a while for Kristen Miller to get over the horror as well, and she wasn't even in Boston last year. But she has a deep connection with the marathon, having run it in 2010, 11, and 12. Miller didn't qualify in 2013, but seeing the carnage hit close to home. On average, she runs the Boston Marathon in 3 hours and 45 minutes. A slow day could have put her close to 4 hours, right before the bombs went off.
Looking back, it was maybe a good thing that we ended up running in 2012 and not coming back, because my husband, my daughter, who's 7 this year, would be somewhere near that finish line. Unreal to think about how things could have been different in so many ways.
And she says her heart breaks for those who were hurt because they were such an important part of picking her up.
It was all those spectators that pulled me through Boston in 2012 when it was so hot. I mean, they are the best spectators and fans ever at Boston. That's what makes that race so great, that community in Boston.
Miller wears her blue and gold trim Boston Marathon jacket as she joins runners outside of Butler's Hinkle Fieldhouse as part of the Indy Runners Club. They are meeting on the 1 year anniversary of the bombing, and before they go on their hour run, race director Terry Townsend gathers the group of about 200 for a moment of reflection to honor the marathon bombing victims.
You know, it's almost an irony too terrible to think about that folks were standing at the finish line and lost their legs while waiting for others to finish on theirs.
Townsend has run dozens of marathons, but never Boston. But he says the terror attacks 12 months ago touched runners everywhere.
All of us are connected. The despicable cowardness that occurred in Boston is something that we have to overcome, and we overcome it by solidarity with all members of the running community.
The running community is expected to come out in droves for the 118th marathon today. Nearly 36,000 are signed up, one of the largest turnouts in race history. Indianapolis resident Mark Carlson is one of them. He's run Boston 4 times, but the last time was 17 years ago, and last year's tragedy inspired him to return.
I think there'll be renewed excitement about running and about Boston in general, and just people kind of saying, you know, enough's enough, and we're going to continue on with our lives. So I think it'll be a festive thing that the runners will feed off of, you know, the spectators, and the spectators will get energy off of the runners as well.
Troy Frazier is going back to Boston too, a year after being so close to the mayhem.
I'm a little anxious. I think there's going to be moments where I'm walking around just enjoying the moment like I did last year, and I think there'll be moments where I just stop and kind of just reflect. Particularly some of the pictures that I had, and it's like, wow, I was right here a year ago, and I know what happened, and you know, so there'll be those times where you're hanging out with friends, doing your thing, and then there'll be those moments where you just stop in your tracks and you know, reflect.
Frazier may not forget what happened a year ago, but like most, is running to reclaim what the finish line at Boston symbolizes, not terror, but triumph. For WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.